So hello and welcome to the Erica Glessing Show. Today is a very special day because I am sharing with you a prayer designed to completely shift the path of destruction from the hurricanes. So join with me today if you'd like to just sit with me in meditation and prayer for the earth. So when I do these, I usually ground my energy. I bring earth energy up through the bottoms of my feet, and I bring celestial energy from the heavens. Thank you. And in this space, forgiveness for everything that's happened so far on the planet, all the major shifts and devastations, all the way the islands have been hurt, all the way the people have lost their things, all the way. Let's go ahead and collectively forgive the shifts on the earth calling for us to honor and acknowledge it. It's like an acupuncture process where things get out of balance and the earth is asking for balance. So the earth is asking to be honored. So even as the people in Texas are healing all of their buildings and places and grounds and cars and things, and as that group is healing, now there's a new group that is having destruction come into its path right now. It's moving quite quickly, and if we could all collectively, everyone who's listening, send some, this is going to sound, I know, ridiculous, but send some joyful, loving energy. Send some angel energy to that hurricane energy. Just send some joyful love energy to meet the hurricane energy. Acknowledge the ferocity of it. Acknowledge the amazing power of it. Allow that power to exist. Ask for heaven energy and celestial energy and pull energy from all the planets right now, please. Pull energy from all the planets right now and ask the energy of all the planets and all the heavens to see the hurricane and acknowledge it without judging it wrong, without judging it harsh. See if you can let go of any judgment of it. Say hello to the devastation of that. Say hello to the ways in which things are shifting and moving and changing now so incredibly fast. See if you can ask for the dissipation of it and keep the lessons of it. So ask for the lessons to come and the dissipation of the actual destruction. The lessons come, and see if you can ask the destruction to release, to be released, to be released. Connect to heaven again. Pull energy up from the earth. Pull energy from the heavens. I was given a message earlier, which didn't record, which is really interesting. And it was really about touching those that you touch closely. So those beings that are close to you, those beings that are in your, I don't know, I want to say like love circle, your family. See if there's any messages that they could be given that could ease the requirement of all the destruction. I know that concept's so challenging. Let me try it again. See if there's any messages that you could get and give to a family member, a loved one, someone you care about, and thus allow the learnings from the destruction path to come in without the physical destruction, or to just ease the destruction so that things can be healed and rebuilt with the greatest amount of grace and ease. See now if any other messages would like to come to you from celestial, from heaven. Please now hold in space and grace the entire planet Earth as one, all of our beings as one, all of our cells as one, all of our health as one, all of our love as one, all of our joy as one, all of our children as one. See if you can focus with me on the beauty of all of us as one, the planet as one. Your devastation is my devastation. My joy is your joy. My happiness is your happiness. And just invite into that calm space as much healing energy as you're willing, as you can accept and receive. And go ahead now. I don't know, this is going to sound strange again, guys. It's just coming in. I'm just letting it in. I'm trying not to judge it as it comes out of my mouth. So I just saw like a go back on the timeline to the beginning of time and heal all the places where the earth got destructed, and heal all the places where change was required so dramatically to get us so off balance. And see if we can invite in a space of presence and balance, not needing to leave our bodies to heal the planet. I don't know where that came from. And see if you can picture the greater oneness. I'm curious of all the connections in August. All the connections is asking for such a greater healing. And now just peek a little bit into the future and see if you can send some love and healing to those who are close to you. And not everyone on the planet right now, just see if you can invite some of those people that are close to you into that circle of healing. And out of the separation and into the wholeness of us. Thank you. And just again, see us all as one and connected. You know, the picture of like all the people holding hands around the entire planet. Go ahead and invite everyone around the planet to hold hands and be of joy and love for all that we are and can be, for that inimitable spirit that will come out in a storm where the people will come together and support each other and care for each other. And just invite more of a caring on the planet, for the planet. Yeah. Ask if there's anything else that's required of you to bring light in right now. As darkness is coming, what light can you bring? What light can you be that's different than that? There you go. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Enjoy the light again. Call for that again. Call for that peace, that space. Yes. that. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming and listening to the Erica Glessing Show. We have an amazing week coming up. We have more Right Riches for You people coming up. I have a beautiful class I built that's on Fridays that I'd love for you to attend. It's an author symposium class on writing. So if you go to theericaglessingshow.com, you can see the writing class. I think I've put a link to it on today's show. Well, thank you so much for coming and listening and for being you. Thank you so much.